In our lives, we make many choices. Some choices are simple and plain, like what to wear this morning. Or what would you like for your ice cream? Strawberry, vanilla, or chocolate mint? So these choices are simple choices. It really doesn't matter, you know. The ice creams you ate will disappear soon. No too much consequence. But some choices are really important, like what kind of jobs I need to do, my career, which university I will go to, or even whom should I marry? Life choices, my life partner. Which city do I live in? These are choices that have consequence, choices that affect our life, the quality of our life. But there are even other choices that is even more serious, like whether we would believe in the Bible, believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. These are choices that have consequences affecting our eternity, our destiny. In today's story, rich man and Lazarus, as so brilliantly proclaimed, acted out by the Lin family. The rich man made some very bad choices in his life. The rich man have wealth in his life. The Bible said he wear fine linen, the finest clothing, and live in luxury every day. But he made some choices. He chose to ignore the plea of a poor man in need of help. The poor man was placed right at the entrance gate of his house. So it is not a matter that he doesn't know this poor man exists. As a matter of fact, he even knew this poor man by name, Lazarus. He says, told Abraham to send Lazarus to help me. So you see, this rich man, he lived his life just for himself. Everything, all the wealth, is used to satisfy himself. He would not lift. He made the choice of ignoring the condition of a neighbor that is in need of help. He chose to ignore the Bible that says, love God and love the neighbor as yourself. You see, these are choices he made every day in his life. As he passed through his house, through the gate, he said, no, no, no. He ignored the condition and the need of his neighbor. Now the poor man. Poor men have no choices, few choices anyway. That is the reality. When you are poor, really in life, you don't have much choices. He longed to eat the food which fell from the rich man's table, but nobody gave it to him. You see, just a little bit of crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. The rich man wouldn't even send neighbor, the servants, to give any to the poor man, Lazarus. He was covered with sores, and the dogs licked his sores. The dogs in the story is not as cute as, is that Pluto? That's the name. Those are wild dogs. Wild dogs in Israel is dirty, vicious, and most importantly, is unclean. And those dogs who licked on another person's flesh make that person unclean also. And as a result of this, Lazarus becomes unclean ceremonially and cannot even go to the temple to seek help. So Lazarus was desperate. Lazarus have no choices in his life. All he has is God himself. He is forgotten and ignored by the rich man and the world, but not by God. How do we know that? God remembers his name. The story says, this is Lazarus. God remembered him by name. And when he died, angels brought him to Abraham, Israel's patriarch, to enjoy eternal comfort and peace. Compared to the rich man, he has no name. You see, the rich man in this story doesn't even have a name. God does not remember this selfish man who only have riches in this life but nothing else. I remember a saying, he says, if a person in this world only have money and nothing else, he is very poor indeed. Then the story have a dialogue between the rich man and Abraham. I think Mark and Eden did it so well. From the dialogue between the rich man and Abraham, we learn a lot of things. Things that we may not, if we really think about it, it really gives us wisdom in how to live our life. First, this story tells us there's afterlife, and there's heaven and hell are real and permanent. Boys and girls, adults, parents, grandmom, this is something that we all need to learn. Not one of us have died and come back to life. But what we know about what happened when we died is from the Bible, from God who gave us life. Here in this story, it tells us there is afterlife. Afterlife is true. Our life on earth when we died is not like a candle that extinguished, poof, and nothing else. There is afterlife. Our soul will continue. And also in this story, there is the reality of heaven and hell. The rich man asked Abraham to send Lazarus for a little bit of water to quench his thirst. Abraham, remember what Abraham said? Abraham said, I can. There is a great chasm that is separating us, heaven and hell. There is, I cannot get to your side, and you cannot get to my side. Some of us who hear about this seems like this is really harsh, right? Why would a loving God prepare some terrible places like hell to punish us? But when you really think about it, if there is no judgment in this world, if God is not a righteous God, then what do we have in our hope? Imagine in this world, if you have mass murderers, rapists, drug pushers and dealers who do all sorts of wicked things on earth, and then when they died, they get all the riches in the world, and when they died, they die in peace. You would think that is really very bad injustice, right? But the Bible tells us, everything that we do on earth, we will face judgment one day when our Lord Jesus comes. So the life we live today carry consequence to eternity. So we have to be careful at what we do. And what is our guiding principle of how we should live our life today? It's through listening, obeying to the Bible. That brings to my second point, is to choose listening over seeing. The rich man, knowing that it is a hopeless and permanent situation, that the chasm prevents him from going to get any comfort from heaven, he begged Abraham to send Lazarus to go back to his home to warn his five brothers who probably lived the same selfish, godless life on earth. But Abraham said, they have the Bible. The Bible would tell them how to live and how to follow the will of God. All they need is to listen and to obey. They do not need spectacular miracles. But the rich man said, no, please. If it makes a difference, if Lazarus come back from death, then they would be convinced. They would believe if that man come back to life. But verse 31, Abraham said, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, Moses and the prophets are essentially the Old Testament, the Bible. They will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead. How true? Can you think of anyone who come back from dead? Anyone? Who is the one person that come back to from dead? Eden, hey, Jacob. Yes, Jesus, yes. Jesus came back from death to life. And what happened to the religious leader, the Jewish leader who put Jesus on the cross? Did they believe? No. They would not believe. They even say that, oh, the disciples, the followers of Jesus, stole his body and say that Jesus come back to life. They know of Jesus come back to life. But even people who saw Jesus come back to life, not every one of them believed. One of the followers, called Thomas, he says, when other disciples tell him that Jesus come back to life, and he says, no, no, I don't believe this unless I touch his scars on his hand and his touch the scars on his body, I will not believe. Eventually, Jesus show up and he said, Thomas, come, touch my scars. Thomas eventually believed, and then Jesus says, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen yet have believed. Dear friends, today we have not seen our Lord Jesus visibly with our naked eyes, but we have the Bible. We have God's word to tell us. And Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen yet have believed. So today we have to make an important choice, and that choice is, do you believe in what the Bible says? The Bible proclaims, the Bible witnesses Jesus coming back, resurrected, and the Bible foretell that Jesus will come back one day, and everything will be, the world will be brought to the final destination. Do you believe that? The Bible tells us that you should love God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Do you listen and then obey? These are the choices we have to make. You see, in this world, nobody can be perfect. But God, through his grace, give us the Bible, so that the Bible reveals everything that we need to live life and to follow him. And this grace is available to everyone here and now. So we thank God that he provides us with this grace that we can prepare, believe, and to respond in obedience. This is the choice we need to make today. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you that you have spoken to us. Lord, through the story, may it inspire us to know that you are a righteous God. You care about what we do on earth in our lives. Yet you are gracious to all of us. You have made available your word to tell us that there is salvation, there is good news of life through Jesus Christ. So help us to listen and to obey and be blessed by your salvation. Thank you, Lord. May your words continue to live in our hearts and in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.